y'all to face the Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh,
with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Glory to God. Well, you know, there comes a time when you have more questions than you have answers. How many of you ever been there? You got more questions than you got answers. This is what I believe the Holy Spirit has given to me to share with you tonight, is that when you have more questions than you have answers, the thing you start focusing on is what you do know. Focus on what you know. Amen. Don't focus on what you don't know. Don't focus on what you don't understand. Focus on what you do understand. Praise God. Now, I know that God loves me. Say it.
I know that God loves me.
Now, I'm going to tell you, God love him some Greg Tejada. Now, say that about yourself. Now say it with some meaning from your heart. Do you know that?
Yes.
You got to know. You focus on what you do know. I know that God loves us. I know God loves us with a passion. I know that God didn't withhold one ounce of love. There's no love for you in reserve. He didn't hold back anything. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So I know, Paul said, I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. So when you don't know a lot of things, or you got more questions then you got answers, you don't spend all your time trying to figure out what the answer is. You just start focusing on what you do know.
Amen.
Focus on what you know.
Yes.
I know, I'm fully persuaded. When we talk about knowing something, we're talking about fully persuaded. We're talking about confident. We're talking about without a doubt.
Yes.
Amen. Totally convinced. I'm totally convinced that God loves me. I'm totally convinced that God loves you.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know that, so I'm going to focus on the love of God.
Thank you.
I know God loves me no matter what happened. No matter if things don't turn out like I want them, I do know he still loved me. That his love for me and for you is not based on our circumstances. It's not based on what we don't understand. He loves us. If I don't never understand one more thing, I'm convinced that God loves us and he loves me. Go ahead and say it again. God love him some. You need to tell you that every day. The Bible says we have known and believed the love that God has for us. You got to know it and you got to have faith in it. Amen. That when you are living for God, all things work together for good, whether you understand it or not, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things working together. So you got to know that when you are pursuing God's will and his plan for your life, you got to know that all things are working together for your good. Say it. Say it. Say all things are working together for my good. Say something good is going to come out of something bad. You got to know that. That I might not understand how God can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph, but he specializes in just that. Hallelujah. Because he's an awesome God. Then I know that God is good. You got to know that he is good. I know God is good. So whenever I look at God, all I want to see is goodness. Amen. Because he is good. And the Bible says that he is good to all, and his tender mercies over all his works. I am his workmanship. You are his workmanship, and his goodness has been extended to you. In fact, the Bible says that you shall be met with the blessings of goodness. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Thank God for goodness. The Bible says that we should rejoice in the goodness of God. When I don't know some things, I can know. When I don't understand some things, I can understand that God is good and that goodness is for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, God is good. Put your name in it. Say it again. Say it again. Now this time say, God is so good to God is so good to Greg Tejada. I know he good. Amen. There's no darkness in him at all. There's no evil in him at all. He does not have one evil intention in him at all. He's 100% good. Amen. And I know God is gracious. I know he's gracious, and he crowns us with loving kindness no matter what we're going through. The word gracious means disposed to do favors. It's just in God to want to bless you. It's just in him. Every opportunity he gets, he blesses us. He doesn't withhold blessing. In fact, the scripture said he would not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. And the reason why the uprightly part is in there is because when you're not walking uprightly, you have repositioned yourself and you've given place to the devil or to your flesh. And blessing can't always reach over in the darkness like that. You can't have light and darkness. So you want to be walking uprightly because that positions you to receive from God. And besides that, that's what his word says. Whether I understand it or not, he said he would not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. That means when a man's ways please the Lord, there's blessing coming to him, and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. So I know God is gracious to me. God's done things for me that I didn't even ask. God has blessed me in ways that I couldn't even imagine. God's opened doors for me that I didn't even knock on. How many of y'all had that happen to you? You had some doors open, you didn't even knock on the door and the door opened. God's given me opportunities to do things that I never thought I'd have opportunity to do. I've been places I never thought I would ever go. He is gracious, and he loves us, and he is delighted to work in us. And you just got to let him work. Amen? You got to let him work. So I know that my God is good. I know he loves me. Amen? What are some things you know about him? All right, let me give you one more. He's a good father. Not just a good father, a good father. Double good. Triple good. Amen. I know God is faithful. Focus on what you do know instead of what you don't know. If you focus all the time on what you don't know, you're just going to get confused. So to not give the devil place, just come back to your foundation and to your roots and say, let me just tell you what I do know. I know that God is faithful. Amen. He is true. He's trustworthy. Amen. He's dependable. He's reliable. He's sure. Amen. Glory to God. He just is true. You can believe him. He will not lie to you. I know that God will not lie to Greg Tejada. Say it. I know. God will not lie. Put your name in there. Say it again now. That means God's not going to deceive you. He ain't full of trickery. He full of truth. It is truth, not trickery. He full of truth, not trickery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know God loves me. I know God is good. I know God is gracious. I know God is faithful. And I know God will not leave me. He said, I will not leave you. That's what his commitment is. I will never. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means that you can know you will not be abandoned no matter how bad things get. He's going to be right there with you. He gave us his word. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. How many of you know he right there in the midnight hour? Glory to God. Paul and Silas got put in jail, didn't they? They got beat up, didn't they? For their faith in God. Right? Did God leave them? No, he didn't leave them. Guess what they decided to do? At midnight, the Bible says, Paul and Silas, Acts chapter 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and what? Sang praises. They prayed and they sang praises in the midnight hour. And God manifested his presence, didn't he? Earthquake came. And the earthquake didn't just come to tap stuff. That earthquake came to loose their bones. That earthquake came to set them free. That earthquake came because the man got saved and his whole household.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315.
We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7.